This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The United Way says it has raised more than $1 million to help survivors of the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado. The nonprofit has set a goal of $10 million in donations, saying the need is vast. The fire burning in Pueblo and Custer counties is now among the state's top five most destructive fires ever. More than 850 structures have been lost. That includes more than 320 homes. Around 2,000 people are working to fight that fire, which has burned nearly 100,000 acres. It's more than a third contained, and while some roads are back open and evacuation orders lifted, the fire does remain active. A public meeting is now scheduled for tomorrow night at 7 at a community center in Gardner. In the meantime, some tourists are rethinking travel plans because of wildfires and smoke across the West. Tony Schmidt owns the Uray Meat and Cheese Market on the Western Slope. The Gold Mountain Fire is burning north of that town. It's prompted evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race.
The visitors canceled all their motel reservations, all their Jeep tours, for weeks out.
Schmidt's business is down by nearly 50%. Uray city officials say tourism is down about the same. But the Chamber of Commerce is encouraging tourists to keep coming, saying it helps local businesses. More hot weather tomorrow across the state. Most of the Front Range will be in the 90s and sunny, even hotter this weekend. But some rain is possible starting early next week. Parts of the Western Slope and Central Mountains could get some rain over the next couple days. This is CPR News. More news at CPR.org. It's 4:06. Thanks for listening.